Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Is it ever acceptable to use a coupon on a first date? Call or text us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. I'm bringing this up because it used to be universally panned as not a good move. And now, a recent survey has found that a majority of Americans say that it is totally acceptable to use a coupon on a first date. 56% of Americans polled said, yeah, use a coupon on a first date. And this really doesn't make sense. 28% of the people polled said that it's sexy.
Sexy.
Sexy to use a coupon on a first date. How do we feel about this? 916-909-1065.
I feel fine with you using a coupon on a first date.
You do?
Of course. As long as we're not like, it's not forcing us to go someplace that I wouldn't want to go. Like, if it's like, we have to go to Applebee's because I get 50% off wings. But if we're going someplace that I want to go and you happen to have a coupon, sure.
Really?
Yeah. Like, okay, let me put it this way. My boyfriend uses like his Amex points for us to do things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Well, an Amex point, a coupon you get for no reason. An Amex point is because you use your credit card a lot.
Yeah, and you need money for Amex.
That's different. In fact, there's a reason why they say earn points.
Right.
You're earning it.
I guess so.
Because like, using a coupon, especially on a first date, you and your boyfriend or boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is a first date. I always thought that you're supposed to put your best foot forward.
Why isn't that your best foot forward, though?
Is it? Maybe I'm wrong. I thought, like, does it show that you're frugal? Does it show that you're cheap?
Or does it show that you have the opportunity to save money?
But why go to a place if you're just going there, like, why not pick a place that's more affordable? That you don't need to.
But I think that you are stuck with the idea that you have to use a coupon because you don't have money. As opposed
to, you have money,
you're choosing to save.
Kevin, what do you think about this as the only single person on the show?
I think using a coupon is kind of embarrassing.
Is it?
I think so. That's why I never use it on dates. The one time I did use it on a date, it was kind of embarrassing.
Oh, you did use a coupon on a date once?
Do you think that is because you were using the coupon because you needed it?
Yeah.
See, I think that's the difference. Are you using a coupon because you can't afford it or because you are somebody that sees an opportunity to save money? Because people that have money save money.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so let me ask you this, Kevin. When you used a coupon,
uh-huh.
We know what kind of ladies you like to date, or at least you want to date.
And they are
baddies. Do you pull the coupon? First of all, was it a nice place? Do you want to say where it was?
No.
Okay. Was it a nice place?
Yes.
Okay. And you pull out a coupon.
Uh-huh.
Did you lay the coupon on the bill?
No. So I got the bill and I put the coupon behind the check and then my card in front of the check.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. So, but did she notice? Yeah.
She didn't notice it, but the server definitely brought back and said, hey, this coupon's expired. You can't use this.
No!
I know. It was embarrassing.
That makes me want to light myself on fire.
He was the worst server ever, and I will never live it down.
The only thing worse,
that's pretty lame.
The only thing worse would have been if he came back and be like, sir, this card's not going through.
That would be horrendous.
So, was she completely turned off? Did you get a second date with her?
No, she ghosted me.
She did.
Yeah.
Kevin.
But yeah. It's okay. You know, you live and learn. That's what dating's about. You live and learn. I learned to never touch a coupon again.
Never.
And also, to just go up and pay if you're paying with a coupon instead of having them bring it back.
I mean, that always looks a little suspicious, too. If you're at a place where there's not, like, you have to get up to go pay, but you still get up to go pay, that's kind of...
I wouldn't say I'm getting them to go pay. I just say I'll go to the bathroom.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
All right.
Not dumb, Gavin.
No, you're not. Definitely not. Might be cheap, but
you're might not be single.
Well, okay. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm outdated. Use coupons on dates.
No.
Is it now? Are there certain kinds of coupons that are more acceptable than others? Like if it was like a free appetizer, is that better or worse than just like 20% off?
And I think that's better.
Free appetizer.
Yeah.
How about if it's...
Because it's like, hey, use it or lose it. It's not like I need it.
That's a good point. And what about this one? What if it's not a coupon, but if you're like, hey, if we say it's one of our birthdays, we get a free dessert.
Oh, that's
fun.
I love that.
I would absolutely love that.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.